Okay, hello, this is part three of lesson two. It's actually 3 o'clock in the morning because I couldn't sleep. I think I was a bit worried that I didn't upload the last two parts of this lesson yesterday as I'd planned, because a lot of emails came in from the university with instructions, questionnaires, the ministry wanting to know what we're doing. And I think I was feeling a bit the strain of keeping up with these recordings. It's been a good experience, but it's very time consuming. And I have very big groups this term, particularly in the third year. And so I'm probably worrying a bit about keeping up with looking at all your work. There are probably better ways of doing these lessons. I'm realizing that, you know, students are suggesting I use Google Classroom and interactive things. But at the moment, it's enough for me coping with doing this. So I'm going to go slowly. I have this awareness with this class in particular, with textual transformation, that it's not so helpful for me to be talking too much to you. And although I've been, you know, instructed by the university that I have to record 4 20-minute sessions for each of our classes, so I'm trying to stick to that. I'm not being very strict about counting the minutes. But sometimes I feel it would be more efficient. You know, in your case, I've given you quite a lot to be doing. You've got your journal. You've got to do this filming. I gave you a video to watch, etc. I'd like you to look at each other's work. And when you can, give feedback. But what I will say is I don't think we should be getting stressed about this. We want to keep enjoying this course. We have, all of us have enjoyed, we enjoyed the first semester course a lot. Okay, there may have been moments where you got stressed there because you weren't sure what you were doing, except, but anyway, we enjoyed it. It was successful. And so I think it's a priority that we all keep enjoying it, that we keep that enthusiasm and fun. I've just looked through the journals that you've uploaded. We haven't got very many yet, but thank God in a way, because otherwise this way we can look at a few at a time. I've enjoyed reading your journals. It's very nice to see the variety. I think it's nice that I'm getting to know more about some of you. I mean, probably among yourselves, you'd also got to know each other quite well last term. I'm aware that you know, the journals are a very personal thing, and, you know, for example, I did know that Chiara had a son. I didn't know that Teresa had a daughter, and so I'm learning some things about you. You know, as I say, these are personal, and you only share what you want to share, okay? You are opening, you know, you are sharing elements of your personal lives, and you don't have to share anything you don't want to. Okay, I was saying that I don't feel it's always helpful for you to have too much audio material for me. So what I am saying is that I will also try and keep writing up very concisely on the Moodle page what I'm asking you to do each week. I will give you you know, some deadlines, but if you can't keep to the deadlines, don't worry. Okay, you do what you can. You know, all of you have got different home situations. You're now in a difficult situation, yes, because you've got to stay home. Some of you have got, yes, children, family members that you've got to deal with. You may not have so much space. I'm very lucky because I do live in a very isolated house in the middle of some woods. I can still go out for a walk. For me, it's essential for my sanity that I move, I think, when I'm moving. And so I am able to go out for a walk and without meeting anyone. So I'm in a privileged position. You probably are unable to do that. But anyway, let's say this course and what we're doing should be whatever you can cope with, okay? We can communicate by email as well. Looking at your journals, some people wrote a lot, and so there are more sort of language corrections that I can make, which I think are helpful, and which it may not always be helpful for me to share with everyone. One or two things I will list probably and go through with the whole class, because sometimes it's helpful to share mistakes because they're things that you can all learn from. But a few of you, I will write you an email with a bit of feedback, but not all of you. I mean, some of you have been much more concise. Amerigo usually manages to be very concise, but which is fine. Therefore, he makes less mistakes. I liked the colours some of you used. I liked the poem. That was Elisa. I mean, I liked it all. I have to admit, I'm not. I enjoyed everybody's work, and I thought they're very good. We have time, so yes, I think it's good that if you want, you just give me a very short extract. I think that's fine. I think there's no stress. I'm feeling my way in, you know, working out what we can do in these conditions. Okay. The video material, your actual monologues, it will take us time to look at them all, won't it? I mean, I had this idea, I think I mentioned in a previous part, that we could give each other feedback. Well, obviously I am doing these audio files, but that you too could upload very short audio comments. But I think we go slowly on this. We experiment a bit because I don't want us to get bogged down in looking at these things. Okay, you're all a lot younger than me, and so you can cope with, I think, most of you can cope better with looking at the screen, with doing lots of things at once. I am a bit more limited, I think, by my age. Also, I have the kind of brain that can't do lots of things at once. I have a one-track mind, okay? And so I take longer, probably, to look at stuff. That's fine. So positive feedback on what you've done. Well, we've got the, for example, Chiara's handwritten journal. I think at the end of the year, somebody like Chiara, who's writing down a lot of things, not just Chiara. I think one other person was writing a lot. Ah, yes, Naomi gave us several pages, very interesting. Those people at the end of the year will be selecting more. They might want to type it up, but they don't have to. We'll see how it goes. But I was amused and interested by the fact that in some cases, I wasn't sure whether you were talking about yourselves or about your character. Several of you kind of switched from one to the other. Obviously, some of you are identifying with the, and you state this, with the characters that you're working on for your monologues, your filmed monologues. So I think it was in the case of Naomi that at some point I thought, is she talking about herself or is she talking about her character? So that was intriguing. I think I worked it out. Okay, I think I'm going to stop this recording. Yes, I'm sorry for the pauses, but anyway, they might be a relief for you because I did a couple of recordings yesterday for a third year class where I was really, I was trying to be dynamic and sound less not tired and not being boring. And I think I went rather the other way here. It, as it is the middle of the night, I'm slow and my voice is croaky. So I think you've probably had enough. Okay. Bye.